Our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch, is in Nelson and was at yesterday's announcement. Morena, Craig.
Good morning, Nita. How are you?
I'm well. So what did you make of this announcement yesterday?
Labor knows that housing is a vulnerability for it. It knows that this is a problem area. It is all anybody was talking about over summer. You've got screaming house prices, record rents, a group of first home buyers who are growing increasingly despondent. Labor knows all that, right? Labor knows it needs to convince the public that it is taking the matter seriously, that it is committed to calming the property market. What we had yesterday were a few new details about an old announcement, 8,000 new state homes from last year's budget. That was never going to cut it. And to make matters worse, as you heard in your piece, it's barely a dent in the current waiting list. It's more than which is more than 22,000 households. So it's not surprising that yesterday's announcement left a lot of people disappointed. Many people had been waiting for more. What we did get from Jacinda Ardern is a timetable. This roadmap that Yvette mentioned at the end for when we might actually see some substantive movement from the government. And that's what we need to keep an eye on. Those announcements, when they come, that will give us a better sense of exactly how serious the government actually is about housing.
What do you think they'll have up their sleeve for those announcements?
That's a big question, really. In late February is when Grant Robertson will announce some of those initiatives to try cool demand, to help first home buyers. What we know is that there will not be a capital gains tax, there will not be a land tax, there will not be a wealth tax. Jacinda Ardern has ruled out all three of those unequivocally. She is highly, highly unlikely to break any of those promises. The political flak would just be too great. What we're more likely to see is some movement around the bright line test. I think that's more likely. It would also be a broken promise. Don't believe the government if it says that it is not, but it would be on a much smaller scale. It's a promise made by Grant Robertson rather than Jacinda Ardern. I think we might see the five-year limit extended perhaps to 10 years. The grants also for first home buyers will probably get a look whether the settings are at the right place. And then there are questions too around the Reserve Bank. It asked the government for permission late last year for permission to introduce debt-to-income ratios, basically another way to limit how much people can borrow. That will be something that Grant Robertson is weighing up. So late February, wait for all that. And the other major area to watch for, that would appear to be the budget. That is where the government has said it will address housing supply. It probably means more funding for more state houses. Ardern would not 100% commit to that yesterday, but it would seem pretty likely.
The failures of Kiwi Build are still pretty fresh in people's minds. Do you think anyone has any confidence they can actually pull this off?
Look, it was a constant criticism of Labor last term, its failure to deliver, whether that be on major tax reform, on light rail, or like you say, on Kiwi Build. Kiwi Build became a millstone really around Labor's neck, and people do not forget that particularly easy. That said, Labor did learn that lesson of over-promising last term. It is a different picture this time. For one, Labor has a clean majority, and so it can press ahead basically with anything it wants. It can press ahead with big changes to the Resource Management Act, for example, and while it may want consensus there across the House, it really doesn't need it. The same goes for those changes to the Brightline test. While New Zealand First may have opposed any changes there, it doesn't matter this time. New Zealand First aren't here anymore. Labor has the numbers to do what they want. There is no Winston Peters handbrake. So Labor do have a chance to change the narrative this term. They have to get some runs on the board, though, and pretty early in the year. If they do not, I think there's going to be a fairly large bunch of disillusioned supporters come next election.
Hey, Craig, just before you go, a change of tack entirely. Jacinda Ardern had a warning for the Wiggles at the announcement yesterday?
No, not so much the Wiggles, but for event promoters. She said yesterday that they should not sell tickets unless they have booked their quarantine and they have everything in place. Obviously, this is all around the problem that the Wiggles seem to have found themselves in, the uncertainty over their 20-show tour later in the year, whether or not they can actually get here. She said, Jacinda Ardern said, though, that she had a message for her officials as well, and that is that they need to find a solution here. They need to find a way to ensure that the Wiggles can perform in New Zealand. She said she would leave it to the officials to find out how, find them a place, basically, I guess, in managed isolation. But it's a fairly strong signal to her team there, and I'm sure that there will be some parents out there breathing a sigh of relief.
Certainly. Craig McCulloch, our Deputy Political Editor, appreciate your time this morning.